Monday, Chayvus Halvavus, Shir for Women, Shara Bitachon, Shir number 30. I'm not sure 30 in what count, but it's Shir number 30. Gimel HaDebez, March 13th, Yom Aleph, Parshas Vayikra, Tav Shinayin Vav, Shir number 30, Chayvus Halvavus, Shara Bitachon, Women's Shir, Sunday afternoon. Okay, it's a little early, a minute and a half, no, a minute. So I'll go over where we're up to, and the context of where we're holding. We're learning Chayvus Halvavus Shaar HaBitachon, and we're in Perek Daled, which talks about applications of Bitachon, practical applications of Bitachon. And he gives a list of seven things, and he says how to apply it. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 we went through, and now we're up to 6 and 7, and we're in the middle of number 6. Number 6 and 7 concern themselves with that Hashem will reward. There's an Olam Haba, and there'll be a reward. Actually, it's a reward in Olam Hazeh too, he says. Now, what does this have to do with Bitachon? It has to do with Bitachon because we look around in the world and there's a lot of pain and there's a lot of angst and there's tsar. And just to give you an example, many, many hundreds of years later, the Ramchal wrote Daf Tvunos, and he started off saying that he's writing the Sefer to deal with three of the 13 Animamins that he believes. That's not a question, he believes it, but he doesn't get it, he doesn't understand it, he doesn't experience it, he doesn't feel it, he doesn't understand. And four out of the 13, and that has to do with Shchar V'Onesh, with the events of the world. He just doesn't get it. And the Sefer Das Tvunos is written as a way to try to understand what Hashem is doing and why he's doing it. That's quite an undertaking. You know, Ramchal is doesn't need me to say anything about him. If you're at all interested, maybe we'll learn it one day, but Feldheim just came out with an English Ramchal, another one. I think they have one already, but this one is, you'll forgive me for the expression, it's done more on an art scroll level, meaning it's a scholarly work more. It's not just a translation. There are copious footnotes, and it was done by one person. I'm not saying if we would have done a better job or not. That's not the point. But the point is, it was done at least basically well, and it just came out a week ago. At least in Israel, it just came out a week ago. America, it's already 3 weeks old. And anyway, that's Das Tvunos. So the Chayvus Halvavus, I think, is not answering the question, but he's addressing that part of us that wonders what the heck is going on. Is this the Hashem that loves us? Is this the Hashem that's fair? Is this the Hashem that's tov and meitiv? Molei rachamim? Like, I don't get it. Which is how Das Tvunos starts off his sefer. He says, I don't get it. Anyway, I think what the Chayvus Halvavus is doing is addressing that point. Not answering it, but he's addressing it. And he's saying, you have to rely on Hashem that at the end of the day, in the middle of the day, at the beginning of the day, it's all fair, it all makes sense. And, you know, a person's understanding is limited, very limited, almost, it's a joke to even not realize how limited we see things. We don't see things from 1 minute to the next. And we want to understand the runnings of the universe. That's why, he doesn't speak out all of this, I'm saying this. That's why it's a subject for Bitachon, which teaches us to rely on Hashem. And Chavdallah is saying, you know, you have to rely on Hashem that he will punish the wicked and reward righteous. And it doesn't mean he'll reward you for every righteous deed you did, and he'll punish a Russia or even a not Russia for any evil you do. Any evil anyone does, you get punished. I'm relying on Hashem that he's fair, that it's a world of gemul, that's part of his purpose in creating the world, etc. That's what I think. Although this, without speaking it out, I believe that's pshat. That's why this is a subject for bitachon. In doing so, he right away latches on to, well, not right away, but he doesn't talk much. He just says, this is a subject for bitachon, and you have to understand it, etc. And then he right away is bothered by, why isn't Olam Haba mentioned? This is so troubling to so many people. He says, Olam Haba, it's like barely mentioned in Tanakh. So, why? Why not? If it's such an essential part, and at the end of the day, that's where everything will be made right. Sometimes things in this world have to happen a certain way because of certain reasons, but everything's made right, and sometimes you have to wait for Olam Haba. Now that's not telling your kid, wait till you're older and I'll buy you a bicycle. It's Olam Haba is eternity. Olam Hazeh is so transient and so superficial, and it's over in the blink of an eye. You know, 120 years, I give us all a bracha. It ain't that long, 120 years, you know? So that's where it really counts. And what's the reward here at Olam Hazeh? The reward in Olam Hazeh is you're gonna have what you need, children, nachas, money, it's gonna rain on time. What does it say in the Torah? So, at the end of the day, that's kid stuff. It's baby stuff. It's the lollipop that he talks about. So, that's what why doesn't it say? So he gives a bunch of reasons. Seven to be exact. The first reason was we don't understand the language. What did you say about Olam Haba? It's like walking into an air conditioner room on 100-degree weather day. You know, it's like childish. So there's no words to describe it. We're physical. We only understand physical pleasures. There's nothing to say. Reason number two was it was just part of Torah Shema'al Peh. If you're not bothered by why it doesn't say how to take challah, and why it doesn't say what tefillin means, we know this Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh, and this was always part of Torah Shabbat Peh, Olam Haba. What are you getting nervous about? Most of Torah is Torah Shabbat Peh. We don't know how to do anything without Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay. Number three was the lollipop. Yisod and Chinuch. The Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they got the Torah, they weren't holding by Olam Haba. They were very far from that. This is the Chavis Allah, this is Shita, at a few points throughout the Sefer. He does not speak about the Dor that received the Torah in the terms that other Rishonim talk about it. He talks about it the way he talks about it. They were not on just coming out of a few centuries of an immoral society where they were slaves, and you know, don't kill and don't steal and don't losinoff, and you know, you gotta tell them basic things. And you gotta talk to these people about Olam Haba. You gotta give them the lolly that you give a child. You sit down, your child, and say, I want you to go to Avos Habonim because you're gonna go to Olam Haba and you're gonna get so much schar there. You're gonna be close to Hashem. You're gonna be Masanek al Hashem. He ain't going so fast, but you give him a lolly, he's there. Which is why they give out treats during Avos Habonim. I don't know if the dads are so happy about it, but that's not. Oh, okay. Reason number four is that I got news for you people. You're not going to deserve Olam Haba. Olam Haba is eternity. Olam Haba is spirituality and eternity. And no one ever lives up to their obligations in this world. Now that sounds very depressing. And maybe it is. No one really deserves Olam Haba. That's the point. What does he say? Because chazalava is almost l'shitaso, that the mitzvahs are a way of saying thank you to Hashem. So you could never catch up. Impossible. Till you get any brains in your head, you're already 17 years behind. Maybe not. You ladies, 12 years behind, okay. But most people, it's like 17, 18. Maybe it's like 35, 40, a little. And still not there yet. And then every time you do a mitzvah, it's only because Hashem is enabling you to do the mitzvah. So how can you ever catch up? So he says there's two ways. One is to teach others and inspire others and to be makar of others, and then your schusim will increase exponentially, and maybe you can catch up that way, which the Torah doesn't demand that you do. So it doesn't answer the, it doesn't doesn't disturb this as an answer. His answer is, I'll tell you the truth, it's all a gift from Hashem. And the second answer is, it's all chesed, rachamim. Hashem sees you're doing your best, you're trying, you're doing what you can do, so he gives you olam haba. But he can't say olam haba as the reward for your actions, because at the end of the day, it's really not. That was reason number four. Reason number five, is a tremendous chiddush and a beautiful thought. He says, you know, there's chayvus evarim and chayvus halvavus. Right? So, you get rewarded in this world for chayvus evarim, nigla for nigla. And you get rewarded in the next world for your chayvus halvavus. And chayvus halvavus doesn't just mean avos Hashem and yiras Hashem. It means the thought and kavona and avdus and all the things we learn about here with chavos halavos that you put into even chavos ha'ivarim. And that, what do you want the Torah to say? The Torah can't refer to that. If you have this much kavona, then you're going to get this much olam haba. And if you're going to, it's intangible, right? Hashem has to judge it. And it's nister, and it remains nister, and Hashem doesn't talk about it, because it can't match up. I can say, if you put on tefillin, it'll rain, so to speak. If you don't put on tefillin, it won't rain. If you take challah, it'll rain. If you don't take challah, it won't rain. But again, say, if when you're putting on tefillin, you think the thoughts that it says in the Siddur, and you're really there, and you're meshabbat yourself, and you're thinking of Achdus Hashem, and you're wholeheartedly in Eved Hashem, then you'll be... it's not tangible, there's no measuring rod, so the Torah can't talk about it because of that. That's reason number five. And that's what we're up to, is reason number six now in the text. Umeham, which doesn't tell you about where we're up to, because every paragraph starts with Umeham. Kiagmulva onesh. And the Skarim will say, but this is like, I don't know, this is like sort of a, I'm not sure, like this is like a separate reason. He sort of said this already in so many different ways. He says, you're talking to people in Olam Hazeh, you talk about Olam Hazeh. You want Hashem to talk about Olam Haba? He talks to your neshama. When the Pasuk does mention Olam Haba, to Yeshua ben Yehotzadok, when it says, V'nosati lecha mahalchim ben ha-malachim ho'ele, I'll make you walk with the malachim, which is a reference to the Olam HaNeshamos, it's talking to Yeshua ben Yehotzadok's neshama. It was in a chalom, it was in a mara nevuah. So, when Hashem is talking to people, he talks their language about Olam HaZeh. When he talks to the everything in its proper context, in its proper time. Ki agmul va'onish on eskorim b'sefer, diber hanovi b'gmul holom hazeh va'oncho, and its punishment, la'anche ha'olam, u'mimnei shoye Yeshua ben Yehotzadok ba'olam ha'malachim, when he had that nevuah, amalov v'nosati l'chom ma'alchim ben ha'om d'ma'ela. You'll be given a place amongst the malachim. Ki zeh derech ha'yichol, that's the promise of a reward. V'hafchoda, the threat of an onesh. She'er karoi lizman v'lomokom. You know, this is the here and the now. I'm talking to you, and this is what I'm saying to you. I'm going to talk to you about something that's far off, and you don't know when it's going to come, and it's like, you know, it's like you tell your kids, you know, if you go to sleep on time, so if you brush your teeth, you're going to get a good shidduch. Kid's 7 years old. Yeah, you know, it's like, you can't talk about a week from now. You can't talk to a kid, right? You gotta talk about now. You brush your teeth. I'll give you a candy. You get out, you brush your teeth. So in a year when we take our trip, I'll take you with us. So that's what number six is. And number seven is very deep. I'm not sure I understand it, but we'll try. And with your schus, I'll figure it out. Shekabul Olam Haba, the reward of Olam Haba, ain't tachliso, it's not a reward in the sense of you get a door prize. In Olam Haba, we talk about it. It's going to rain, you're going to have money. Olam Haba, there's no door prize. Lidovik Belokim, you're bonding with Hashem. Uliskorev El Oro Ho'elyon, which I don't have words to translate it. You're close with Hashem, you're spiritual, you have no more physical body. And your neshama is bonding and feeling close. Nenem Yisif Hashchina, Chazal call it. It's a pleasure that's unimaginable. You become part of Hashem. Kamosha Kosov, he brings out a few pesukim. V'olach l'fonecha tzidkecha kvod Hashem ye'esofcha. That's the lashon of dveikus, the kavod Hashem will gather you in. V'omar v'maskilim yazhiru k'zohar l'rokia. He'll shine, which is a lashon of a ruchniyistic pleasure. V'omar le'o barachayim. V'lo yagia elov. Now who gets all of my book? Elamisha Rotzo Aborebo, for Rotzo, someone who Hashem likes, loves, someone who finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. For Rotzo Abore Shoresh Hagmul, that's the Schar, that's Olam Haba, that Hashem is pleased with you, is this Dveikus Hashem. You bond with Hashem. I mean, the only marshal I can think of is to people in love. Right? A man, a woman in love. The Rambam describes it this way, so it's not Rachel to describe it this way. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva, passionate love of a man for a woman, and vice versa. And he says that's our relationship of Ahava with Hashem. And that's Shir Hashirim, Rambam says. That's the whole Shir Hashirim. And that's the gemul. It's like saying, you know, what do I get you for the anniversary? And you know, you say the fact that we're married and we're in love. That's I don't need a present. I don't need a card. I don't need flowers. We're married and we're together, and this is it. And then I love you, and you love me. That's the only marshal I have. So, you know, that's how I could think of this. So that's the gemul. The gemul is Ratzon Habore Shoresh HaGemul. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and you're close to him, that's the schar. There's no like, there's no, that's the reward. there's no flowers. Kamosha Kosov, Ki Rega Biyapo Chayim Beritzono. The Yomah Beparshasim Bechukosai Remozim Shemorim Hints Shemorim, which reflect al harotzen me Elokim, that's the bottom line. V'umash Omar v'lo sigol nafshi eschem, which is sort of a backhand compliment, which we won't go into now. Misham won't be disgusted with you. For Omar panisi aleichem v'isi lochem leElokim v'atem tiulu liyom v'omar v'ahevcha v'recha v'erbecha. So. He's finished with the teretz, with number seven. I think the Teretz is what I just told you. I think the Teretz is, because all of my boy is much more than saying, okay, you know, you can listen. Let me tell you, what do you do? It's an anniversary. I'll buy you a card, I'll buy you flowers, we'll go out to eat, I'll buy you a new, you know. I don't know why I keep saying the man to the wife. I'll buy you that, those pair of cufflinks you always want. What does a man want? I don't know what a man wants. I don't know. So that's not really it, right? Or if it is it, but it's all stemming from their being together, and it's all stemming from the relationship that they have. So it's like the Torah couldn't write, if you take challah, so it's the totality of closeness to Hashem. And everything comes from that. Now, not everybody's close on the same level. Right? That's what we strive for our whole lives, to do things to refine our neshamos, so that when we shed the goof, our neshamos are what they are, what we made of them in this world. That's what our neshamos are. So, and the schar of Olam Haba is Ratzon Hashem Banu. He likes us. He feels bonded with us. We're echad. We're bonded with him. That's the schar. So it's not even something you could specify. You can say, okay, if you take out the garbage, I'll make you supper. That's not what it's all about. You're going to take out the garbage because you want to help me, because we're together in this. You're going to make supper because that's your role in this togetherness. It's not, if you do this, you do this. That's the title of the seventh answer. That's the best way I have of understanding it. So there's nothing specific to point to. It's the whole relationship. The key words are, V'rotzon habore shoresh agmul. The source of the schar is Ratzon Habore, so you can't break it down and say, you know, you can say, you know, it'll rain, but you can't break this down. If Hashem, there's nothing to say, you don't talk about the specifics. Talking about the specifics detracts from the real schar. The real schar is that Hashem is Ratzon Habore. Okay, so that's number seven. Now, he spends the last paragraph just explaining the whole idea of bitachon in this. The bitachon alokim, trusting Hashem, relying on Hashem. The meshayyeh bo atzadikim, bigmul olam hazeh, when appropriate. I'm relying on Hashem that he will pay the proper gemul in olam hazeh, the olam haba, al ha'avoda, sheyishalmehu, lemisha roilo. I'm trusting Hashem to give the schar to whomever deserves it. We don't like to hear about that, but that's the other side of the coin. Min hadin al hamamin. This is an obligation. That's funny. Min hadin al hamamin. This is an obligation to trust Hashem to do this. That Hashem will do this. This is one of the animamins. This is an obligation. Okay, there were no 13 animamins in the Chavos Lavavos this time. Chavos Lavavos preceded everybody we ever heard of, except for maybe Rav Sadia Gaon. Right? Not maybe, except for Rav Sadia Gaon. Uvitchonu al alakim b'zev, relying on Hashem, trusting Hashem, relying on Hashem, for schar v'onesh, that it's all going to be taken care of. This is not a side point that you could, you know, decide, I like this, I don't like it. This is fundamental to Hashem, fundamental to His creation, fundamental to what He created. Okay. And now he picks up on one of the things he said, but he makes it a separate point, because even if we don't focus on what he's about to say as a teretz to his question. The question was like a segue. Why doesn't the Torah talk about Olam Haba? But now he's saying it. He's back to Bitachon now. Forget it as a reason. Now he wants to tell you something. Just like when you do things, you go to the store, anything you do. So we know already by now, hopefully, that you're not saying kochi v'otzim yodi osuli asachayel hazeh. You're realizing that Hashem is empowering everything you do, and you're relying on Hashem to empower whatever it is you're doing. V'yavtiach nafsho, so don't be botech because you do things. V'yavtiach nafsho b'gmul olam hazeh olam haba ma'aseihu. But realize, even if you do mitzvahs, even if, forgetting about it as a reason that you can never do enough, but just the very fact that it's not you, it's Hashem is empowering you and enabling you to do the mitzvahs, and just the very fact that Hashem gave you life, and the only reason you exist and are living is because of Hashem. So you better thank Hashem that you're alive, that you're able to do mitzvahs, that you're in a position of receiving this reward. You daven that you should be zochet to receive it. He should send the mitzvahs your way and enable you to do mitzvahs. Ach yitrach v'yishtadel. Behodor, thanking Hashem, l'tovus habore hatmidos olav, not just that you can see and you can digest food and that your blood clots, but that you're able to do mitzvahs, that you have an understanding, that your limbs work and you're able to do the mitzvahs. You know what the mitzvahs are. Lo l'tiklus gvul osid. You're doing it, you're not deserving it. You're doing it because you're listening to Hashem, and Nebuchadnezzar sees it. It's all an expression of Hakaras HaTov for everything Hashem does for us. She is chayav lo b'maaseihu. This is what you have to do. This is your thank you. Achivtach alo alokim, achar haestadlus lefroa hodoa saborei, you try to say thank you. Al godel tovaso olav. This is what you're trying to do. To whatever degree you can thank Hashem for everything He's done, you try. And you're not doing it to get a reward. So this is now an interesting insight, a very interesting insight that the Chavis HaLovus is saying. We sometimes think, don't do it for the sake of a reward, do it l'shma. To say, okay, you got to be real frum, and don't do it for the sake of reward, do it for the sake of Hashem. The Chavis HaLovus here is saying, don't do it for the sake of reward, because it's pushing not reality, not true. You don't deserve a reward. Everything is thank you to Hashem. So what are you doing for the sake of reward? You know, it's not you. You are doing it. You see, Hashem devised this unbelievable system where we're in Hashem's debt. We have to say thank you to Hashem. And then we get rewarded for saying thank you. So you're saying you have to realize where you're holding. You're saying thank you. What are you thinking of a reward for? What are you talking about the whole conceptually? Why should you get a reward for saying thank you? You get a present. You get something. Hashem created you. Hashem brought me into existence, gave me life. The whole Shara Bechina. So I have to spend the rest of my life doing mitzvahs because Hashem said, this is how you thank me. Because that's the beginning of Shabbos Elokim. That's basic human behavior. Then you get rewarded, but it doesn't make any sense to do it for the sake of a reward, he says. Because that's it. That's a bonus. You have to do it. Let's say a parent has a sheet, the kid has to clean the room. That's the way the kid says thank you to his mother. He has to clean the room. So he's saying, so then you're going to give him a present because he cleaned his room. You're taking away from the lesson that he really has to clean his room. That's what Chaim Zolotz is saying. If the kid cleans his room because he's going to get the reward, mommy's missing the point. So when you're relying on Hashem to give you Olam Haba, you have to realize what an extra bonus that is. You don't deserve Olam Haba. All you're doing is saying thank you for the past. Like, well, why should you get a reward for? Hashem gave you something already. Hashem gave you something and you... I'm sorry, I'm just putting it on silent. Hashem gave you something and you're saying thank you. So like... So that's why you have to be tachon. You're relying on Hashem to give you the reward, because just like when I go do something, I'm building a house. So I have to understand that that's Hashem's doing, and I do a shtadlus, and he's enabling me, but I have to understand it's not kochi v'tzim yodi. He's saying, begadol, you have to understand, that is one of the seven teruts of why I didn't say Olam Haba in the Torah. Now he's talking about bitachon. You have to rely on Hashem, because you can't say kochi v'tzim yodi, osuli esa schar hazeh. It doesn't make any sense. The system is that you're saying thank you for something he gave you already, for the past. You're playing catch-up ball for the past. So what's Olam Haba? Kochi votzim yodi, yosali yisachayil hazeh. Look what I did, I deserve Olam Haba. No, you're mixed up. You're still saying thank you for what he did for you. So that's why you have to, that's bitachon. That's mamish bitachon, he says. It's exactly bitachon. Just like when I build a house, or when I work and I earn money, and I do anything in this world, except for Bechira. So I am trusting Hashem, I'm relying on Hashem, because he's really the one doing it, and I'm just going through the motions that have to be gone through. It's exactly the same with mitzvahs and schar. I have to rely on Hashem to give me the schar, because there's no kochi votzim yodi here. It's just as false as kochi votzim yodi built this house. Kochi votzim yodi earned this money. Kochi votzim yodi accomplished this feat. It's just as false. Because it's thank you for the past, and now you want a reward. Look at that, like your kid wants a reward. When you establish the house, that he has to do certain errands. I'm not saying you should establish the house that way, but if a person establishes a house, then a child does errands, because that's his role in the house, and that's how he is part of the family, and that's his achrayus. So the reward is like racha. The reward is a bonus reward. You don't pay him to do it. You don't pay your child to do what he's supposed to do. So you want to reward him, like Hashem gives us Olam Haba. You know, so that's separate. And then, I have to know if you're how he's going to understand the reward. But it's a reward. It's not payment. Maybe that's a good way of saying it. Hashem doesn't pay us and it's a fascinating insight into Al Tiyu Kavodim HaMisham Shenes HaRav Al Manas L'Kabel Pras. He brings it down here. Al Avu Kavodim HaMisham Shenes HaRav Shalom Al Manas L'Kabel Pras, because it's not true. It's not the reality. That's so beautiful. This is not reflective of the true reality. Okay, this is reminiscent of number 5, the way he says it now. I think it goes beyond that, because it's the whole setup is thank you. So you, but here you can't possibly thank Hashem enough. So you're, I guess his point is you're always saying thank you. You can never escape out of that box that you're saying thank you. So why in the world should you be rewarded? You got already, you're not a reward. You exist, you're living, everything's working. You have brains in your head, you're thinking of Hashem. So that's why it is bitachon. So I started off the day saying that the reason you need to apply bitachon is because there's so much pain in the world, and there's so much sorrow in the world, so we don't understand what's going on, so we rely on Hashem, everything's going to work out. It turns out from these last paragraph of the Chavis Al-Lovis that I was wrong. It still might be true what I was saying, but it's, here he's really speaking out why you have to apply bitachon to the schar and onesh of mitzvahs averus, is because mitzvahs really is because it's the same dynamic as when I build a house. It's the same dynamic as when I earn money. It's not me, it's Hashem, because I don't deserve it. I'm playing catch up while saying thank you for the past because I'm alive. I don't know if you, and Anachrama speaking, behold, the Hashem, looking at the cable, saying, oh, Allah has made all of Alpha, I love the rebate of those who met the most. She'll see some of the Sinai model. Okay, so that ends number six. Number six on the list of seven things that you apply bitachon to. Three of the things were Gashmi, four and five were mitzvahs, six is Zecharin Olam Haba. Seven is fascinating Kiddush, and it's fascinating that he, like, it's just, it's number seven, as if, yeah, okay, this also. I don't think I'll be able to explain it properly today. Vubechesed hu alokim al bechirav uskulasa b'olam haba. I'm going to ask your indulgence, I'm going to stop here, because I'm going to go over, and it's heavy, and we'll just save it for next week. Well, there's no reason not to learn next week, right? Sunday, you know, hum and tashim, you got plenty of time. Worms on Thursday. I don't know about the following.